A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's first reading from the letter to the Hebrews, the sacred author tells us we must consider how to rouse one another to love and to good works. We, out of love for the Lord and love for others, have a duty to try to encourage, to rouse, to inspire, to stir others to love and to good works. How do we do that? We do that not by just saying, "Hey, you should be doing good works." We do it by setting an example that's contagious and that shows that it's possible to do these types of works of love, works of goodness. Today's gospel, Jesus says, is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed or placed on a lampstand. Sometimes we can have false ideas of humility, where we think, for example, nobody else is ever to see us doing good. Otherwise, that would be an act of pride. Those works can be done for others to see, and Jesus, as he will tell us again on Ash Wednesday, tells us that that's not the type of motivation. With a great humility, we are to act in the light, to act as Jesus acted in the light, to act out of love and goodness for others, so that others, seeing our light, might first glorify our Father in heaven with their words and with their thanksgiving, but then be able to glorify the Lord by their own deeds. Jesus says at the end of today's gospel, "Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear, and take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured back to you." The great way to inspire others to acts of love and goodness is through raising our measure to the measure of Christ, constantly asking his help to go toward that asymptote of love, total self-giving. The more we love like that, the more love we will receive. St. John of the Cross would say in a famous aphorism, "If you don't find love, put love and you'll find love." The more love we put into something, the more love soon envelops the whole circumstance. And we start to receive more and more love in return, because it's the more we give, the more we're receptive to that love. To the one who has, more will be given. If we wish for those we care about, those with whom the Lord has surrounded us, to experience the greatest gifts of all, we must help them to have more by doing more. Just like intelligence, just like muscles, just like anything, the more we study or the more we exercise, the more we'll learn and the fitter we'll get. We just can't sit back and wait for God to give us all the infused gifts that he chooses to give us by our own effort. So we need to continue to put out into the deep, to continue those acts of love, so that we will, one, receive more, and so that others will be able to be inspired to rise up to that same measure. Saint Angela Merici was one who precisely lived by these words. She saw so many orphaned girls, so many girls receiving no education at the beginning of the 1500s. And so she started to open up some schools to teach them as lay women. And a whole bunch of women were aroused to good works to join with her basically as third orders. But after her death, bishops didn't really like a whole bunch of lay women doing this. They didn't think that it was a structure that would last for a long time, so they made them become religious under that same name of St. Ursuline, and the order continues to thrive to this day. But St. Angela's example helped them to measure higher and higher, and with the Lord's grace, they were able to achieve that higher standard. The greatest example we have of all, the greatest way we're aroused to good works, is by what Jesus himself did. He came down to rouse us to love one another and to good works, and he continues to do so by opening up for us heaven through the veil, which finally, the letter to the Hebrews says, is his flesh. It's the veil of Christ's flesh that we wish to pierce straight to his divinity. We do that through his flesh. In St. Thomas Aquinas's Adorate Devote, which Christian tradition sings in a particular way on Thursdays, the day par excellence of the Eucharist, we talk about seeing the Lord nunc velatum, now veiled, not so much in human flesh, but veiled under the appearances of bread and wine. But we hope to see him as we sing in that seventh verse, as he really is forever in heaven. Today, as we come forward to what was the measure that was measured out to St. Angela each day and to which she aspired to be able to say, this is my body, this is my blood, this is my heart, this is all I am, given out of love for you. We ask the same Lord who made her a saint to make us a saint and to help us to take off the bushel basket, setting forth a light and a measure with which others are encouraged to imitate.